whips. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wake it up. Hit the road. Just gotta make it another hour. Which is the best Final Fantasy aim?
Fuck if I know.
Four. It's four.
Okay. There's still 2D Final Fantasy, right?
Yeah. It's four.
I mean, that's the only Final Fantasy I have any real fond remembrance of, that era. I don't know if I actually played four or not, but...
If you didn't play four, you played six. Or you played one, I guess, maybe.
I think I did play one. I don't know a lot about it, but I remember, I'm pretty sure I played it.
Church of Cerberus. Clearly was the right answer here.
Spirits Within.
Yeah. Watch it while holding a controller. It's 20% more immersive.
According to the lead character of Life is Strange, that game is hella tight. That movie is hella tight.
One more reason that game is just dumb and wrong.
Now.
That was a neat idea. Mechanic, that was cool. Someone suggesting that we listen to Apple Music's selection of wrestling songs.
I don't think I have Apple Music.
That seems like a thing you would know if you had or not.
I have not signed up for Apple Music.
Okay, then. They were doing 4 free months or 3 months or something of Google Music for free. I don't know if they still are. If they still are, I'm going to sign up for that and try it.
I briefly signed up for a trial of that Microsoft service when I wanted to fuck around with soundtracks and Forza.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I did not keep it.
Nope. That's impossible. Body still warm. Scavengers already obsessively knocking on his molecules. I'm catatonic, betting that a rocket fueling Robin. Not a dollar. Watching Rocky 2 and Donatello boxers. And some hot as hell motel and what's supposed to be a Shangri-La. The Google thing comes with YouTube Red. You get no ads on YouTube.
Is that the porno YouTube?
Yeah, it's the porno YouTube. Watch all the hottest Korean sex films.
I'm in. Sign me up. Apple Music just get like all the WWE like music albums.
Probably, they probably have that.
Can I get WCW Mayhem?
I mean, I have that if you want to just listen to that. I mean,
yeah, alright, let's listen to WCW Mayhem.
Boy, you know,
no, it's. We can't not.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that's okay. What do you got?
Plug it in.
Okay, that's, if this is how you want this to go, I'm not gonna...
I'm past the point of caring if I live or die.
I'm not gonna stop you.
Apparently, WWE put out something called the Music of WCW.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, you know, they want to have the Wolfpack theme on Apple Music.
I never liked the Wolfpack theme. I thought it was really bad.
Yeah, it's not good. Well, okay. All right, we're going to listen to WCW Mayhem, : the music.
Yes.
Nitro style.
DJ Ran, y'all.
Yeah, DJ Ran.
Who's David Pinter?
He was the ring announcer.
Oh, he was the ring announcer, that's right. There's definitely at least one ICP song in this album, right?
Yeah, it's track 3.
Okay. Yeah, the single.
Yeah. Six tracks.
Mm-hmm. All bangers.
1 hour and 2 minutes. Also, I listened to this about 3 weeks ago.
Did you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Now I actually am sorry that I'm doing this to you.
Nope. No, I want to share it with others.
Okay. All right.
To help frame it up for you, you know, what era of WCW we're talking about.
Yeah, this would have been like Kiss Demon era.
Sure. This is the same era as like the game. The game was like the video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, turn up this Insane Clown Posse song so we can
bump
hear it
this
better.
Shit. Yeah, this is bad even for an ICP song.
Yeah. There was a time when ICP had negative things to say about people who mixed rap with rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they go where the wind blows.
Sure.
And 1999 was a time when rap and rock mixing together,
that was
very much the thing.
You thought ICP was exclusively rap rock? Absolutely not.
No, their first few albums are just straight up fucking
rap albums.
Yes.
They're most of their albums. And I'd say they have since returned to mostly making rap albums, as far as I can tell.
I don't think I've listened to an ICP album since the actual sixth Joker card.
That's a terrible record.
Yes, it is. After that, I stopped.
The one before that, also terrible.
I think that was when I said, you know what, even as a joke, I can't listen to this anymore.
Yeah.
Ah, finally, the Shaggy verse.
Yeah, no, Shaggy Z-Dope has some things to say.
I will say that ICP's involvement in professional wrestling, both WCW and WWE, was better than just about any other celebrity involvement in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Because they seem to care.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe it's because celebrity is kind of a strange term to describe them.
They're famous.
I think they left wrestling more famous than they came in, though.
Yes.
Like, nationwide, at least. They were certainly famous in Detroit and through the Midwest, but they were... I mean, they were mostly famous for getting dropped from Hollywood Records.
Yes. Ah. Slayer.
Everybody likes Slayer.
Yeah. Slayer.
I guess I don't know if this is an existing Slayer song or something they wrote specifically for wrestling.
It may have been a B-side or something, but this is not like a particularly well-known or well-enjoyed Slayer song.
Yeah. Good enough to have its title used as the name of a WWE video game.
That's true.
And Brock Lesnar's slogan or whatever.
I'm not sure the two were actually related.
Probably not.
Yeah, this feels like a song they saved for like a movie soundtrack, and when they didn't get any movie soundtracks for it, they just gave it to this.
Sure.
Theme.
Yeah. Finally, some fucking wrestling music.
This MIDI ass fucking theme song.
Good news, after this MIDI-ass theme song, you get the new Goldberg theme.
Oh, right, the one they used like 3 times before going back to this.
Yeah, probably.
Because everyone hated it. Megadeth did this song.
Everyone loves Megadeth. Run this guy over on this scooter or whatever that is.
Yeah, it's really surprising no one took to this song.
Yeah, this is Goldberg walking to the ring, certainly. Let's do it. The thing I say is, like, I feel like there are, like, I like, I don't know. Megadeth seems soft to me. Like, his voice, a lot of the song, like Megadeth doesn't, like, seems weak.
There are some good Megadeth albums that are a little harder.
Mm.
Megadeth got kind of soft as time went on. But they were never the hardest band by any stretch.
The other exciting thing we have to look forward to is that as we move to the back half of the album and we get some hip-hop in here, most of those songs seem to have been definitely written specifically for this purpose.
Excellent.
So you get a lot of great wrestling references.
I'm excited. I'm excited about everything that is to come.
Yeah.
What up, Botch?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I need to go back to, like, this era of Nitro and see all these entrances because I'm having a hard time imagining...
Just picturing them at all?
Yeah. Like, Savage walking to the ring to this fucking bullshit. But I do remember the, what up, my... I do remember that.
Was this, like, Gorgeous George era?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ah, Kid Rock. Here we go.
You knew it was going to have to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
He's shooting people with a shotgun. And then he has written a song about it. Like, who does that? You have to be pretty fucking tough.
Yep. My absolute favorite thing, maybe out of this entire year, is a single tweet from Kid Rock. Him at court. It's a photo of him at court or whatever, and the text is just, "Hey authority," and it's just him leaning against the wall, kind of gently flipping off the camera.
Yep, yeah,
that is my favorite thing that happened this year.
It's up there. It's top five. Yeah,
it's so good, I want to frame it.
I'm gonna look this up.
Do it.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. All you have to do is type in Kid Rock Hey and then.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Yep.
So you can get a look at it too. So no. I'm just gonna retweet this.
Please do.
You love me, you hate me, you'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the.
Yes, Diamond Dallas Page's fake Nirvana song.
Self high five.
God, it's not even subtle
at all. It's like,
oh.
Yeah, it is. And like, this A, 1999.
Yeah.
B, Diamond Dallas Page. Not exactly like a grunge kind of dude.
No.
It's not Raven.
No.
Coming out of the fucking crowd with a flannel around his fucking waist.
No.
No even flow DDTs.
Primer 55.
Self high five.
That's some like head PE level fucking metal.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
This is a terrible song.
It's really rotten.
According to chat here, Raven's WCW thing was his theme was a Come As You Are ripoff, and Jericho had the Even Flow ripoff.
Yeah, there were two things WCW theme writers loved. Ripping off alternative rock and MIDI.
Yeah, well...
Just cheap-ass sounding keyboards.
They bought a computer and...
This sounds exactly like a string quartet.
Sound Blaster 16 and... Watching, World War III, 97, and seeing, just being reminded of, like, Sting as this enigmatic pro ripoff in the rafters that didn't talk or wrestle or whatever for however long, made me remember that Sting is lame.
Who's afraid of the big black
If that Sting storyline had ended, like, 6 months earlier... It might have retained some appeal. But the fact that he went on with that Raptors thing and not wrestling for, like, a solid fucking year...
Yeah.
...is ludicrous.
I just don't... Sting is lame.
Fair enough.
He has always been lame.
There are things I admire about Sting, but he was never cool. That I can say.
Yeah, no, I don't hate Sting. I don't even dislike Sting. Sting is lame.
Fair enough. Except for that time you teamed up with RoboCop. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just because RoboCop
is... Yeah, it's the RoboCop rub.
That's where they invented the term giving someone the rub. It's because of what RoboCop did for Sting.
Yep.
Why they would have a live version of this song.
Because this is probably all they were willing to give them.
Yeah. Okay.
And
yeah.
I bet they still paid an exorbitant amount of money to get this.
Yeah.
I think they put out a live album around this time. That's probably why.
Yeah. And then in TNA, there was... I this isn't a fucking Photoshop. Like... There was a while there that Sting was fucking going... He had gone full-on, like, Joker, Heath Ledger, right? That happened?
Yes, that happened.
Okay. Sting is lame.
Yep. Yeah, Joker Sting is one of the most unbearable things I've ever seen in wrestling.
I might also expand that to say it's, like, a really good signpost that wrestling is lame.
I mean, wrestling is lame. No one here is going to claim otherwise. But that's lame even for wrestling.
Yeah. I thought I saw someone saying today that TNA has a new Bullet Club ripoff stable.
Oh, do they?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is even in TNA anymore?
I don't know. Eric.
Is there anyone besides Ethan Carter and Bobby
Carter,
Lashley?
That's what I was thinking of.
Like, those are the only two people I can think of.
Death Count Council. The DCC.
Who's in it? Also, wasn't Aces and Eights basically just the same thing? They're just doing that again?
James Storm,
okay.
Graham, and Eddie Kingston.
I know who two of those three people are, and all of them are lame.
Uh, apparently they were under masks for a while, and I guess got revealed to be those two guys. So it was like, mysterious! DCC, we're fucking sending you files through your chat client and wrestling.
Of all the people in TNA who are bad, Bram is among the worst.
All right. I'm going to go to the Wikipedia page for TNA list of total nonstop action wrestling personnel.
Okay.
Eddie Edwards. Feel free to comment. If I don't know who that is. DJ Z.
I believe he's part of the weird, like, Italian dude, fucking Long Island dude stable.
Moose.
No idea.
Matt Hardy.
Yep.
Brother Nero.
Yeah.
Abyss.
Oh, Abyss is back. Okay.
Aiden O'Shea.
No idea. That sounds like a generic creator wrestler.
Al Snow.
That's a shame.
It says senior producer, so maybe he's not on camera. I don't know. Andrew Everett.
No idea.
Aaron Rex. That's Damian Sandow.
Oh.
Not to be confused with Baron Dax.
Who's Baron Dax?
I don't know. I could click here and see if he's been anyone else. He's been Pierre Marceau, Marcus Lewis.
Oh, he was Marcus Lewis. So he was in that French-Canadian stable that existed in NXT for like a month.
Okay. Basile Baraka.
Nope.
I'll click through here. He has been Eagle Mask, French Stallion, Sylvester Laforte.
Oh, yeah, so that's the other French guy from that.
Yeah.
He's not good.
Bram.
Yeah, Bram sucks.
Braxton Sutter.
Now you're just making these up.
I wish I was. Braxton Sutter has been Pepper Parks. Jesse Guyver.
What?
Jesse Guillemette, which is his real name. Jim Parks.
All right, just move on. We're not getting anything out of this one.
Brother Nero.
Yeah.
Caleb Conley. Cody. That's Cody Rhodes.
But he's wrestling a bunch of different places
yes.
right now, right?
Yeah.
I think he's like the PWG champion right now.
He's also like a champion in Jeff Jarrett's.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Global thing. Force, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy Steve?
Crazy Steve, yeah.
He's got two Z's.
He was part of their fake sort of carnival stable.
Oh,
for a while.
Fun. I'm Buff and I am the stuff.
Yeah.
I liked Buff Bagwell for a while. I thought he was all right.
Yeah, it's Chara.
Davey Richards.
Okay, I think I know who Davey Richards is. I think he's part of the tag team.
Drew Galloway.
That is Drew McIntyre.
Okay, right, yeah. Eddie Edwards. Buff is the stuff.
So I've heard.
Oh, apparently Cody is done with TNA,
okay.
According to chat.
Good.
Eli Drake.
Nope.
Eli Drake has been Dick Rick. Dick Rick Lakis. Sean Ricker. Slate Randall. El Hijo de Trump.
All right, first of all, how dare he?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
This Limp Bizkit remix is on here, you know?
Yes.
Carter III. Grado.
Grado is a Scottish wrestler.
Okay.
He was somewhat punny.
Matt really Classic.
No idea.
He wrestled as Matt Classic. Okay. I feel like I've heard of someone named Matt Classic now with two T's, which I thought was a funny name at the time. Gregory Shane Helms.
Ah, the Shane Helms.
Manager of the Helms Dynasty. Which consists of Gregory Shane Helms, Trevor Lee, and Andrew Hempton. The Helms Dynasty. You think about that.
I'm trying not to.
James Storm.
Yeah.
Jesse Godders.
Yeah.
Godders with a Z. Kingston. Lashley.
I'm a Bobby fan, yes.
Yeah. Mahabali Shara.
Nope.
Mandrews.
Oh, come on. What?
His real name is Mark Andrews. Mandrews. Oh, Colt Cabana was also wrestled as a Matt Classic. Marshy Rocket. Rocket with two T's. Mike Bennett. Moose. Robbie E.
Yeah, he's part of that Island tag team.
Tigre Uno.
The Tigre Uno?
The Tigre Uno. Trevor Lee.
Nope.
Tyrus.
Nope.
Alright, now we're on to the TNA Knockouts.
Okay.
Allie.
Nope.
Randy Rhodes.
Nope.
This is Cody Rhodes' wife.
Okay. She wrestles?
No. But they brought her in so they could say Cody and Brandy Rhodes. Because they couldn't call him Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
Gail Kim.
Yes. Alright.
Jade.
Nope.
Oh, Tyrus was Brodus Clay.
Oh.
Cool, right?
Yeah. Alright.
Laurel Van Ness. Madison Rain.
I think I've heard that name before, but I don't know.
That sounds like a really corny name.
Yes.
It's Rain with a Y.
Of course. Yeah, I assumed.
Maria. That's Maria from Maria Kanellis.
Alright.
Marty Bell. Raquel.
Welch?
Yeah. Rebby Hardy. That's Matt Hardy's wife.
Okay.
Rosemary. Sienna.
Do you hear what I'm doing? Yeah, that's the old. Yes, it is.
And the announce team. D'Angelo De Niro. That's Elijah Burke.
Oh.
Of air quote ECW fame.
Right.
Jeremy Borash. Josh Matthews.
Uh-huh.
Mackenzie Mitchell.
You know, adding the commentary over the tracks really emphasizes just how exciting all this is.
It makes it all matter in a way that, you certainly wouldn't buy a wrestling music soundtrack music, right?
No, God,
you want crowd noise.
I need Schiavone.
You want Schiavone. In fact, if I could get rid of the music and just get Tony Schiavone yelling.
All right, so I think I recognized maybe 25% of the people you mentioned.
Yeah. The Hebners are still refereeing over there.
Mm-hmm. Why did Earl Hebner get drunk? drummed out? Was he like selling merch on his
own? He was selling bootleg WWE merchandise at a store he owned or something. Or like his brother was and he went down with it or whatever. Right? This person here in chat says TNA is better in 2 hours than WWE is in five. I might almost buy that. I don't know anymore. I'm going to have... Here's my solution. Don't watch any of it. I like rap music.
Yeah, I do too. His rap is crap somewhere on this album?
Yep.
Good.
This is bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who the Lurb of Giants even are.
Yeah. Trying to say that Bone Crusher was a, members are Bone Crusher, Baby B, and Bizarre. So I guess maybe Bone Crusher got out to do something bigger, something better for a moment there.
For a hot second.
Yeah.
Like Lex Luger, you get the total package. Straight power bomb like Kevin Nash and Sid Vicious. Small like Ray Mysterious, put you on the big pitches. Party missing, it's that party back from the kitchen. Slap your man hand, get an equal ass gripping.
Good raps.
Toss men like four horsemen. We got rhymes.
Back in the middle of the ring. Y'all get banged like y'all in the pain. Before y'all hit a chain, I bring them things that'll make you sweat, make the blood stink. You can be a big wrestler, still a pimp in ya. They call me the crippler, leg like a cripple ya. I don't care who's the tallest, my body slam flawless. Then run for governor like Jesse the Body.
Yo, Jada Kiss, baby, throw plenty of blows. Cause the ride is real thick like NWO. Everybody wanna shine till they get Steiner line. Show vital signs, hit the
dream. Steiner line.
You ain't hitting with the belt and you ain't win to me.
Jada Kiss, huge Steiner fan.
Oh, yeah. Shot,
you better bring it, cause I always win the match. Run up in your dressing room, chair to your head. Then I choke slam your manager and leave with the bread. Don't matter what the price is, I'm copping it. I hop off the top rope and chop you in the throat.
come through like Sting, all black with a bat. Then I drop you like Goldberg, right on your back. No styling, profiling like Ric Flair dress me. Sort of like Kim and all the chicks think I'm sexy. Rough Rider, WCW, you wanna test me? No matter how it go down, I'm putting you under. Whether it's Monday Night Nitro or Thursday Night Thunder, a pay-per-view event where everybody get bent. Trying to knock your ass out and make sure you pin. No matter how it go down, I'm putting you under. Whether it's Monday Night Nitro or Thursday Night Thunder, a pay-per-view event where everybody get bent. Trying to knock your ass out and make sure.
The greatest wrestling show of all time.
Nobody slamming, spines are split in half. Think this one here's a joke, I'm on their back and let you laugh. Till I put you in the sleeper. Death to the world. A three count ain't gonna save you from the power of this girl. They drop from the top to your throat. Now how you feel? Thinking for the end it all. And people thinking this ain't real. The bell's mine. I'm gonna keep it that way. Cause I'm the champ. Blondie, kill him, yo. You hear the voices shake. My dogs walk me out to the rain. They pile around. Give me a minute till it's over. Tag team, they going down. I'm feared like Miss Elizabeth. She wrecking all. How you better stay away? Cause I ain't scared of none of y'all. Calling anybody out that think they ready for this fight. Close mind just to set it all. Better say goodnight and say your prayers. Cause believe you ain't gonna walk away smiling. WCW,
we stay wild.
Oh, I will. Did someone just provide the Rough Riders with a roster list for WCW and they're just like, go nuts?
I feel like it was like, here's a spreadsheet. Sheet 1 is wrestler names, Sheet 2 is common wrestling moves.
Tattoos, just like I'm sad. So watch when you talk, it's stronger than Scott Norton. I'ma always make my ending perfect like Kurt Hennig. I'ma always start trouble too.
Scott Norton.
WCWSB, heavyweight.
This guy rapped about Scott Norton.
And Kurt Hennig.
That, I mean...
Yeah, perfect like Kurt Hennig is a really easy fucking rhyme.
Yeah.
How well did this album do? Did it chart? I want to know.
I don't know. Yeah, let's see if I can find this information for you. Came out November 16th, 1999.
Just in time for my birthday.
No sales information on the Wikipedia page. I don't see the info.
I'll have to do some independent research.
Yeah. Post just like a Twitter poll that says like, did you own this?
Or did you just illegally download it, listen to it once, and then never think of it again?
And then leave it in your library until Apple Music existed, allowing you to upload it to the cloud and listen to it wherever you go.
Like Hollywood without the Hogan. I'm like Conan without
potato off, if you will. This album came out in November of 99. And then in February of 2000, Big Pun would pass on to the other side.
This was his Raul Julian Street Fighter moment.
Track you've been waiting for this entire time.
Just the chintziest fucking beat.
And good raps.
Yep.
The Bad Boys of Wrestling. There where I thought about rolling down the window and yelling at that cop car, don't turn your back on the wolf pack. I decided against it.
I would have allowed myself to be arrested if that had gone down.
Okay. All right.
I would have been fine with it.
What if he then just jumped into his car and then raced after us, pulled us over, only to two-sweet us? And then drive on.
He's repping the LWO.
Okay.
I think the word powerbomb has been used in four different rap songs now.
Raps, it rhymes with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think that Be Real would be better than this.
No.
I would.
I would.
Maybe not in 1999.
Yeah. This whole what? Weed?
Yeah. Running out of time. Maybe I should skip through the rest of this stuff.
Yeah, let's see what else we got.
Hear it here.
I don't know what this is.
Screwball.
Good, thank you.
It's gonna show you how to make money, dog.
Nah, I'm fine. Nah. the Conan theme,
yeah,
which it runs a full minute longer than any other theme song on this album. To be fair, at least like 45 seconds of that is him just talking.
Yeah, it's Conan telling Lex Luger to toss his salad and peel his potatoes.
Folks, you can smell these guys from a mile away. Unless you're downwind, then you can smell them from a couple of miles away. They are the members of the West Texas Rednecks. They are Bobby Duncombe Jr., Kendall and Barry Windham, and ringleader, the leader of
Bobby Duncombe Jr.
Let me ask you this. How many people just hate rap music? You know, we got a brand new song here we're going to whip on you. It's called Rap is Crap, and it go like this right here. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
I feel like Kurt Hennig deserved better than...
than a lot of what he did in WCW?
Yeah. Yes. But maybe especially this. This never felt true to who I thought Kurt Hennig was.
I like country music. I love country.
I don't think this is actually Kurt Hennig singing either. Like
you take that back. Have you seen the music video? It's clearly him singing.
There's only one thing that I...
No, I think it sounds like him, too.
It's a bunch of crap.
Because it's like, if they were going to replace him, they would have got somebody better.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I like NASCAR racing. Richard Petty's still the king.
Are you saying that the Road Dogg sang on this?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. There's only one thing that I hate, because it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap.
And they put it at the end of all the rap on the album as well. Like, the tracking, really. And then this is the last track here.
Ladies and gentlemen, never, never have they looked better. Let's go to the ring with the one and only, the beautiful Nitro Girl.
Nitro Girls, it's time to get loose.
I'm gonna put this in the middle instead of at the end.
Or not at all.
Okay. That's another option.
This is music, I guess.
Yeah, this song is a song that exists elsewhere and doesn't have people shouting about the Nitro over it.
All right, well, that was a tour through something.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you for that.
You made it.
Yeah. All right, well...
I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, you will.
You sleep on what we've done here, and I want a full report in the morning.
All right.